An African entrepreneur is preparing a claim for damages after winning a landmark case against global giant Meta, the owners of Facebook and WhatsApp. Eldred Jordan, the founder of South African platform GovChat, took Meta to the country's Competition Commission, costing 20 million rand. That's about $1.26 million. But he says it was worth every cent. I think that Facebook thinks that Africa is the armpit of the world. In their conduct, the way they engage with us, it just kind of displays that. They definitely didn't think we were going to go all the way, he says. It has cost a lot of money. Could have spent that funding on bettering the service that enables citizens to connect with GovChat. The Competition Commission accused Meta of abusing its dominance by engaging in exclusionary conduct geared at preventing competitors from entering into or expanding in a market. The regulator referred the matter to the Competition Tribunal with a recommendation that Meta pay a fine of up to 10% of its South African turnover. It is expected that the tribunal will take between 3 to 6 months to make its decision. Jordan says the findings were damning. The case revolves around GovChat, a startup launch with a staff of 5 in 2018 that has taken root quickly and flourished. It has 9.2 million users. That's about 4 times the population of Botswana, who send more than 600 million messages a year. It helps millions of South Africans collect their social grants and gives citizens the power to rate government services from post offices to a clinic. The trouble started in the middle of 2020 when Meta approached GovChat with a plan to remove the platform from the WhatsApp business functionality. As soon as we started creating a serious amount of traffic, we started getting these issues, says Jordan. The rules they apply are not consistent. They say GovChat should not collect personal and identifiable information. GovChat adheres to those terms, but they, Meta, allow other partners and stakeholders to do the exact opposite. They allow other platforms to collect ID numbers and personal information, but GovChat does not do that. Jordan intends to take the matter further than the tribunal. We will pursue damages. I think GovChat has a responsibility to alert governments around the world to what Facebook is doing. We'll use our partners in the United Nations to inform member states about what Facebook is doing and that they be found guilty and fined across the world, and they must be taken seriously by those governments. Data privacy, data security, and just the way in which big tech companies try to swallow up and disrespect they have towards startups is unfortunate and needs to be dealt with harshly. And we are definitely going to use this case to advocate for member states and governments around the world to act against Facebook within these type of things happen. We are definitely going to use this case to advocate for member states and governments around the world to act against Facebook when these type of things happen. Jordan, a communications expert and former special advisor to the former public enterprises minister, Lynn Brown, cut his teeth in the digital game with the ill-fated South African messenger Mixit. Once it had 88 million users, but it lost out to competition from newcomers like WhatsApp and disappeared. In Jordan, secured 50 million rand in grant funding and now is working out how to earn revenue from GovChat. Governments around the world are wanting to procure GovChat software as a service. We are run through grant funding. We are now working on that revenue commercial model, and it will be a global model. Quite a few governments are requesting GovChat software, and that will be the first commercial model for GovChat, he says. Meta referred billionaire tomorrow to its WhatsApp spokesperson. WhatsApp helps to provide people with important information from trusted sources, he says, and we are aware of the role the service plays in connecting South African citizens with their government. That's why we want to work with GovChat in compliance with internationally recognised regulatory standards to provide this service. However, GovChat has repeatedly refused to comply with our policies, which are designed to protect citizens and their information, preferring to prioritise their own commercial interests over the public. We will continue to defend WhatsApp from abuse and protect our users, says a WhatsApp spokesperson. Be interesting to see how much damages GovChat will claim.